Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And a first-of-its-kind ballot issue in the Thumb will be on Huron County's ballots during the Tuesday, August 4 election, along with the standard request for millage funding and seats. The ballot issue is a host community agreement that completes the language on zoning. The townships of Bingham, Bloomfield, Brookfield, Dwight, Fairhaven, Gore, Grant, Hume, Lincoln, McKinley, Rubicon, Sebewing, Sheridan, Siegel, and Windsor will have the host community issue on their ballots along with some other standard ballot requests. The host community agreement requires utility-scale solar and battery storage developers to execute a host community agreement and to submit a project completion report to the townships that have the agreement in place. The concept of the proposal is to develop rules that ensure oversight of large green energy projects and to ensure compensation. Under Michigan law, the communities that have such an agreement regarding any green energy development project is a legal agreement. The townships that have the agreement that is approved by voters have a legal agreement that is enforceable on future projects and that requires a developer to pay the county $2,000 per megawatt when a green energy operation starts. Having such an agreement in place shows a township to be able to negotiate some terms with an energy company. When state lawmakers enacted Public Act 233, it took local control away and gave it to the state's Public Service Commission. Having a host community agreement helps to restore some local control with the financial benefit. For a better understanding of the ordinance's amendments, are available online at www.co.huron.mi.us. The polls will be open on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And a two-vehicle crash in Huron County sent one SUV into a ditch after a rear-end collision on Pinnebog Road. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at approximately 4:07 p.m. on August 1st on Pinnebog Road near Pigeon Road. Investigators say both vehicles were traveling south on Pinnebog Road when traffic slowed. A 2013 Chevrolet Tahoe failed to stop in time and struck the rear of a 2023 Ford Bronco Sport. The impact pushed the Bronco Sport into the east side ditch, where it struck an embankment before coming to rest. Both vehicles sustained disabling damage and were towed from the scene. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts and no injuries were reported. Alcohol and drugs are not believed to have been factors in the crash. The sheriff's office cited the driver of the Chevrolet Tahoe for failure to stop in an assured clear distance ahead. Photographs of the crash were taken as part of the investigation. When we come back from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
This is Carmen Messing, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. For the people who matter most, choose care that feels like home. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, every resident is treated with dignity, compassion, and respect. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehab after a hospital stay, physical therapy to regain strength, or long-term skilled nursing care, the caring team at Courtney Manor is here to help every step of the way. With professional staff, personalized care plans, delicious meals, engaging activities, and a warm, welcoming environment, families can have peace of mind knowing their loved one is in good hands. When healing, comfort, and trust matter the most, choose a place that puts people first. Call Courtney Manor today at 989-269-9983 to schedule a tour and see the difference for yourself. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare Managed Community and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a two-vehicle crash was reported in Huron County Tuesday afternoon after one driver failed to stop in time on Port Austin Road near Center Street in Caseville Township. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened at approximately 4:27 p.m. on July 28th. Investigators determined both vehicles were traveling westbound when traffic slowed. The driver of a 2008 Ford Focus was unable to stop and struck the rear of a 2009 Dodge pickup truck. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts and no injuries were reported. The vehicles sustained functional damage, and neither alcohol nor drugs are believed to have been factors in the crash. The driver of the Ford was cited for failure to stop in an assured clear distance ahead, according to the sheriff's report. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors.